Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and you're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Tonight I have one of my favorite people as a guest, and we're going to talk about something absolutely dynamite. It's called the AIM program. As you know, I've been on Coast to Coast several times along with the X-Zone and Rob McConnell, and I've talked a lot about the AIM program because as far as I'm concerned, between the AIM program and working with Louise Hay, I have been able to keep healthy. The AIM program is a ministry. That's another thing I want to stress tonight. It helps you to assist in releasing the blockages that impede you from having and doing all the things you want in life. It helps to raise your life force, or as I call it, your frequency, for maximum ability to self-heal, and to assist you in expanding your consciousness to live in the fullness of who you truly are. The AIM program does its part by broadcasting to you, by way of your photograph, balancing and enhancing frequencies to assist you with this. The continuous flow of these healing frequencies gives you the energetic tools and the energetic edge that you need to energetically heal yourself emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. My guest tonight is Roberta Havlik, who is the partner with Stephen Lewis and Eric Sawson in Energetic Consciousness. Good evening, Roberta.
Good evening, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you here. And I would like you to talk about what the AIM program is for some people that have asked a lot of questions but aren't really sure about what it is.
Well, the AIM program is a spiritual technology that helps us to release all of our, what we call our baggage or hereditary dispositions that have been passed down from lifetimes and generations in our families.
And that's
we
an
all
important
know that,
point.
Exactly. We all know that when we, like, we get along, around our family and friends, like we'll be doing on the upcoming holidays. And isn't it the first thing everybody talks about is their health? Something, somebody's got something, and remember Grandma had that, or remember Uncle Joe had that, or whatever. And the AIM program helps us to heal those hereditary dispositions. So if we were on the AIM program and we cleared out those dispositions, then at the dinner table we could be talking about something other than what's been passed down to us, because we would then be the first in the history of our family with no family history, right?
Yes.
Because we would remove those hereditary dispositions. And it helps us emotionally, spiritually, and physically on all different levels.
And what I like about it is that you don't have to go to a healer and lay down on a table and do a regression. You don't have to sit and do a mantra for 5 hours. You don't have to wonder if it's still in you or out of you. In fact, you don't have to think of any of those things at all. Isn't that right, Roberta?
It is, because we're working on a different level in ourselves, because innately inside us, we know what's right and what's wrong with us. We know when we're not feeling good, we know really what's wrong with us. We just can't verbalize it.
Well, you know what's funny? The AIM program, I think, works with the subconscious. The subconscious field is a field that sometimes we can't quite hear. We don't. We ignore it, or we pass it over, or we say, I've always had that. The subconscious is also a choice, and it makes its own choices. And sometimes your subconscious can bring you the fear and the feelings of lack and the feelings of inadequacy, don't you think?
I think so, too, yes. And it's what's really interesting is when we find these new frequencies, and if you look in our newsletter, we talk about the new frequencies that we found. We always talk about the emotional component of those frequencies. And the emotional component is one of the things that I find is where I heal the fastest, or the first place where I feel anything. Because if you look back on, maybe you had a cold a couple months ago, or stomach flu or whatever, a couple days ahead of that, before that, you were probably, if you look back on it, you probably think, aha, there was my clue that something was going on, because emotionally I wasn't feeling great. Maybe I was snappy, or maybe I was just kind of down and had no energy. Or, you know, maybe when I looked at my desk, like sometimes with me, I'll look at my desk and I'll think it's insurmountable, all this stuff I have to do. I do that every day. So what would make today any different that I can't tackle it? Because I do it every day and I tackle it just fine. But a lot of times emotionally is where we feel things first. And sometimes we kind of think that we feel it physically first, but that's not really the way it happens. And that's kind of where we clear it first, too, is emotionally.
Louise Hay teaches that every disease has an emotional component, an mm-hmm. emotional counterpart. Exactly. And that when you find out what the emotion is, she teaches that when you go back to the emotion and you see it and remember it, then when you come out of that, I want to say either hypnotic state or divine state or spiritual state, and you come back into your normal, then the dis-ease, the discomfort is gone.
Right.
And the AIM program kind of works on that in a vibrationary way.
Exactly.
I'm trying to say it the right way.
Yeah, I think you were, you know, we, Louise has, I love her book. She has a book where, the name escapes me.
You can hear
can
your
look
life.
Up the, there you go. That's it. I love that book. And I have that, and I tell everybody to get that because I think that is a really important component to the way we all heal. And we kind of work hand in hand. Her work is very similar and a nice thing to focus with our work. We're on similar paths, and it's a nice adjunct to what we do.
Yes,
because we talk about the emotional components as well.
Sure, and when I always say that when you have Louise in the AIM program, you don't need anything else. I want to go back to talking about the spiritual masters and scientists are fully agreeing that you are the one that runs your life. But yet I want to take away some of the guilt that women feel and some of the fear. They feel they bring the disease on themselves, and that's not really true either.
No, I don't know that we bring on a disease ourselves. I suppose in some level we might, but I don't know why just us women would feel guilty for that. But I think diseases are passed down. We have to have the seed for it to grow.
Right. You have to have the acceptance in the body, which is chemistry.
Yeah.
If the disease is in the air and you breathe it and you don't have the chemistry to accept it, then you won't.
Right.
And if you have the chemistry to accept it, then you will. So what a balancing energies will help us heal, or psychological things that will help us with anti-aging? Everybody's worried about getting old and getting crickety and crotchety.
Well, we've got so many new things. That's kind of one of our areas of expertise or areas that we like to focus on. And I've always had Stephen focusing on that for such a very long time, and I'm sure he gets sick of me talking about it. But I used to always say, well, what can we do about our gray hair? We don't want to have gray hair. And what about our wrinkles? And mm-hmm. he used to tell me, you got it all wrong. We're supposed to be looking at inside. How does our body work from the inside out, the anti-aging of our bodies from the inside out? Because he said if we heal from the inside out, then the outer layer will look better if the insides are running perfectly great.
So, that's true.
Yeah, and so when we talk about anti-aging, we all think, first of all, of wrinkles, gray hair, crotchetiness, whatever. But we've got some frequencies that will help with the body to keep it from aging and for it to function at a younger rate. So meaning like we all talk about age. Well, chronological age is one thing, but biological age is a totally different thing. And we coined the term biological age and the kind of the scale that we use for biological age on a scale, of course, 1 to 100. And we do that by testing the body when it's on AIM and a body that's not on AIM to kind of give us an area of where we're going here. But we've got frequencies that will help us get to the optimum age. Right now, our optimum biological age for people that have been on AIM for at least a year or more mm-hmm. is about 25. So isn't that great? Because I'd love to be 25 again, but...
So you're taking me backwards.
So if you're
one of your early ones. I've been on the AIM program a long time, and I think it was the early 2000s that I decided to go off of it for a while. And I went off of it for 4 months, and I went right back on it again, and I said, I can't do this. Because I knew I could literally feel my body begin to deteriorate. It was around the end of the third or the fourth month, and I just thought that was so interesting. I tell everybody that story because there's no way that I could be off the AIM program and be as healthy as I am now. And the reason that I know that is because I have an identical twin sister, and she just passed away, and she was never on the AIM program. And she had a lot of things going on with her that I felt I could have been susceptible to as well, even though I never did smoke. She did smoke. But it's interesting to be aware of that, don't you think? I think it proves the point.
Well, yeah, and it's a good thing that you bring up twins, because each of us are, and our siblings, we all carry different hereditary imbalances, and sometimes we have the same ones, and sometimes that we are given different ones. And depending on which hereditary imbalances we have determines like our, you know, so maybe with your sister, I don't know what she passed away of, but you may not have had that hereditary imbalance.
Well, for she passed away of cancer, and I had had cancer back in the 70s, and I cured myself of it being determined, doing all the, I did have surgery, but I did all of the, you know, Louise Hay things, and then I met you guys, and I got into the AIM program, and I just looked at it, and I said, my goodness, it could have really flared up into something gigantic for me as well.
Right. Well, you know, we've got all these frequencies. Well, we kind of regressed a little bit, but you were asking about frequencies that we had on for anti-aging, and I kind of got into biological age there. But when we're talking about these things, we have different frequencies that are on the program that are for everyone to pick and choose from if they need them when they're on the AIM program. And we all use these different frequencies. We have the disease kind of frequencies, but then we also have anti-aging and an emotional frequencies. So our anti-aging ones, we have different frequencies to increase our stamina and vitality, which is something that as the older we get, sometimes we don't have as much energy as we used to have. We're not as vital as we used to have. So that kind of helps us. We also have one increasing our mental vitality. Because as we grow older, and people make jokes about it, when you lose, you forget something, they say, oh, you got old person's disease or whatever.
A senior moment.
Yes, the senior moment. Yeah. Or, you know, if you're blonde, they tell you you have a blonde moment. But we have some frequencies on there to help us with that. We have frequencies to increase our respiratory capability, which is something that we do need the older we get, definitely.
That's true. In fact, I am susceptible to that, Roberta, because I had TB when I was 5. And my doctor said that if anything was going to go on my body, it would be my lungs. And he said they are starting to weaken a little bit now. And you wonder, why is that important? Why is it important for the energies to do what they do? And can you really focus on a weakness? That's my question. Can you focus on a weakness, and can you help the frequencies to strengthen? If you have one area that you know that you're weak in, what can you do as an AIM participant to strengthen your weakness?
Well, I think that we can do a lot of things. We can meditate is one thing. I use different goal cards. There's exercise that you can do, you know, gradual. I'm not saying go out and run a marathon for your lungs, but there are different breathing exercises that you can do and focus on it. But also while you're on the AIM program, as we're clearing away those hereditary frequencies that are in that weakened area, each time we clear one away, we increase the productivity of that particular organ. So it's kind of like ladders or the rungs on a ladder. Each one of those rungs indicates a frequency that we're removing from that particular area that we're weakened in. And as we remove those rungs and move further up the ladder, we're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So that's increasing our lung capacity if that's where we're weakened. Mine was always my kidneys or low back area. And I've done fabulous at all that because I, knock on wood, don't have any pain in my back like I used to have. And I had injuries and different things too, but I had also a weakness there. Because it was kind of a, my mom used to say, oh, you're just like your father. You always had a bad back, and your grandfather had a bad back, and you know, his grandfather, and on and on.
And you said, oh, my aching back, right?
Yes, always. I was probably the pain in his back. But we have those things. We also have then the ones that we were talking about earlier for wrinkles, and we have things for keratosis. I can never say that word, but it's to help the aging skin on our neck so we don't get the turkey neck, they call.
Yep.
And then we have just general anti-aging frequencies that will just help us all over our bodies generally.
Now, we don't select the frequencies on the AIM program. We don't dial this and dial that and push a number and say, I want this frequency, this one, and not that one. That's not how it works, right?
No, all of these frequencies that we have in the program are being sent to all the participants on the AIM program. We, as individuals that are on the program, like I was saying before, we know what's right and what's wrong with us, and we know what we need and what we don't need. So we are able to pick and choose those frequencies that we need. Now, we also have the emotional frequencies, and then we also have the positive affirmations.
And so when you say pick the frequencies, you're saying the subconscious does it as the vibration on the photograph is being worked with. The subconscious chooses which frequencies it needs.
Absolutely.
That's
we pick because there's all these thousands of frequencies on there, and it's impossible for us, I would assume, to take all of those frequencies in at once. I think we'd probably be pretty tired with moving our body. We'd be moving
or in shock or something.
Yeah, something would be going on. So I think we have to pick and choose what we're going to be working on then at that moment. And when we first come on the AIM program, we have different layers that we're working on. We're working on the active layer, which is the outermost layer of us, and that's like somebody coughed on you today and you've got something active. Then we have the chronic frequencies too, and that's like, you know, you broke your arm as a child, or maybe you had a cold a few years ago and you just never really came back all the way or whatever. Those are the chronic frequencies that we work on. And then we go into the hereditary frequencies, which is what we were talking about earlier about our parents and our grandparents and aunts and uncles and all of our
And they're all attached in some way. They're all together like a spider web in a sense.
Yeah, and we clear out all those things and clear out that baggage and we get rid of it. And as we clear that out, we start feeling lighter and we have more energy. So that's where the life force comes in, which you had talked about earlier, too.
Right.
And our life force is what enables us to fight off and fend off disease and all this other stuff. So the stronger we are, the better we are at warding off these things. And it also helps us emotionally. And emotionally, the stronger we are too, then we cannot react to things and we can kind of look at them and see what's going on and decide how we're going to deal with that issue. Oh, or problem.
I'm glad you said that, because I have a friend, her name is Elaine Silver, and she's a wonderful singer, and she's going to sing for us something called Life is Our Mirror, which really ties into the AIM program. So let's give a listen, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how the frequencies happen, how the frequencies help us with pregnancies.
Getting clearer. It may not always give us what we want, but it will always give us who we are. Life is our mirror. Life's getting clearer. It may what we want, but it will always give us who we are. getting clearer. It may not always give us what we want, but it will always.
That's Elaine Silver with Life is a Mirror. And isn't that perfect, Roberta? It gives us what we need, and it gives us who we are. And we can't pick and choose. We just have to let the frequencies melt away as they will.
Very good. Different. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to talk about when you're pregnant with your baby and you're on the AIM program. And what is the difference between somebody having a pregnancy who's on the AIM program and somebody who is not?
Well, the person that's on the AIM program, usually, you know, what's interesting is when Steve and I were in practice before the AIM program, parents used to come in before they were becoming parents, and they'd say they wanted to clean up. They wanted to remove their hereditary stuff and get clean before they conceived. And they wanted to do that because they wanted the baby to have all of the tools it could have, and they didn't want to have it have any hindrances. Mm-hmm. So they would come in and go through the program and clear out their hereditary stuff and then conceive. And so now, when participants come on the AIM program and maybe they become pregnant while on the program, they are, well, for one, the mom we're treating gets to have two people on the AIM program for the price of one, so to speak.
That's true.
Because she and her baby are working on their hereditary and all the frequencies because she's taking them all in, so then they go into the baby as well. Mm-hmm. So the baby, most babies, when they're born, if both parents have been on the AIM program, almost all the time they have 100 life force, and a lot of times they're pretty clear as far as hereditary stuff goes. I know my nephew was one of the first babies born at 100 with no hereditary frequencies.
Oh, that's terrific.
He actually had one, and that was a hereditary frequency of some kind of cancer that was passed down by his grandfather.
Mm-hmm. And that was removed in the first year, correct?
Oh, yeah. And it was something that hadn't been on the AIM program, and it had been found, and it just happened to be something that, you know, particular. Anyway, but that's one story about being on the AIM program. The mom and the baby get to pick and choose those frequencies and remove all the hereditary stuff so she won't be passing things down to the baby.
Now, we send in our picture to get on the AIM program. You fill out an application, and you send in a photograph, head to toe, with nothing else alive in the picture. And then the program works. Roberta receives it, and she's going to tell you what happens after that. But my question is, if you're pregnant with a baby, mm-hmm. do you need to have an ultrasound picture? And
no.
Do we need to send that in?
You don't have to. Now, a lot of parents these days, a lot of women are sending in ultrasounds and wanting that on the program as well, but it's really not necessary because the mom, being on the AIM program, both of them are on the AIM program since
right.
she's pregnant. So, but we do it both ways.
Sometimes right, because I was wondering if it strengthened, the process a little bit. Maybe you don't know that answer. Maybe some people might feel that it does, some people might feel that it doesn't, but I would think that it might strengthen it. It might be able to do that.
Yeah, it very well could be. I don't know that it would really make that much of a difference, but if it makes you feel better to do it that way, I'm all for it because the whole process is up to you. It's your process. It's your path that you're on, and whatever makes you feel more comfortable. And especially at that time when you're pregnant, you have a lot of changes going on in your body. If that makes you feel that much better, hey, I'm all for it. But it's not necessary. You don't have to do it.
You know, one of my girls went on the AIM program, and she had always had an irregular period, always. And now she's on the AIM program, and she's regular as can be, and she thinks it's amazing. Are you aware that you can help with that as well, regularity and balance?
You know, the AIM program can help each person because all of the AIM program is a tool to help us help ourselves. Mm-hmm. Only we can heal ourselves. So whatever that energy is, if you're on the AIM program and the frequency is on there, you have that ability to heal yourself if you pick that frequency. And yes, I've heard things from irregularity like that. I've also heard women who couldn't conceive all of a sudden go on the AIM program and they conceive.
Mm-hmm, because they're brought back into balance.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of different things that the AIM program has helped people self-heal and get to. So it's sometimes you go through every day and you're doing your job and you don't think about things. And then sometimes when we do calls like this or when I stop and think about things that are going on and the miraculous things that I hear people tell me about being on the program really makes me remember what an amazing program it is. And sometimes I look back at how far I've come since I've been involved with the program, and I'm just astounded.
Well, that brings in another spiritual law, and that's of grace and gratitude.
Absolutely.
We receive it with grace, and we have gratitude, and that always helps everybody keep in balance, Roberta.
Absolutely.
I do want to add two things that I think are important tonight, since we're talking about women and babies and the AIM program, and I want to add the little babies that have Down syndrome, mm-hmm. and some of the other issues. So you want to tell us a little bit about the children that have some of these serious things and what the AIM program has done?
Well, we have a scholarship program for children with Down syndrome and also adults, too. And then we also have an autism scholarship program as well. But we've noticed we had a little boy that was on the program, I believe he's still on, who had Down syndrome, and his dad put him on, not really knowing, or kind of somebody explained it to him, and I don't know if he told me he didn't really understand what it was, but he just understood that it wasn't going to hurt his son, and he wanted to try things that would hopefully help this little boy. He was his pride and joy, and he was mm-hmm. a precious little guy. He was like 3 years old, and after about 7 or 8 months being on the program, his dad put the rest of the family on, and he said that he had noticed changes in the baby that shouldn't be happening. So he was growing taller, he was getting thinner, and those
things—they
were just things that were different that the doctor said were not typical of
Down syndrome.
Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was just doing great. And autism, our autistic participants do amazingly well. They're just amazing. We get letters and testimonials from the people that are on our autism program, adults as well as children, mm-hmm. and they just have been increasing by leaps and bounds. And the whole deal with these programs is to help us all to be the best that we can be and to help these people out so that they can, some of our adults, you know, with Down syndrome and stuff, they, the parents and their siblings, they just want them to live the most quote-unquote, I guess, normal life.
Yes.
To be able to function in this world where everybody else is.
They certainly want them to have a sense of worth and to be productive with whatever they can do and to stay in balance.
Exactly. And we have a man with autism. He is unbelievable, this man. I think he's in his 50s or 60s. I'm not sure.
Wow.
And he was living in a group home. And mm-hmm. he, after being on the program, he was able to move into his own apartment. And he was cooking for himself. And what his caretaker was telling us was cooking wasn't, sauteing mushrooms and things mm-hmm. like that. But it was being able to put things in the microwave and to feed himself and to know, you know, to cook and all these things.
And to understand what time you need to do that and that you do it 3 times a day and get on order and regularity.
Yeah. Yes, and he's living so well, and he's so happy, and he's just doing fabulous. And she sent us a letter. She sends us little periodic letters, like every year or so. He's been on for a while. Mm-hmm. And she tells us just how amazing that he is and how fun he is and how excited he is that he's on the program and that it's helping him so much and how great he feels.
And that's wonderful. You know, yeah, we have to go to commercials now, but we're going to come back, and I'd like you to give the website right now, Roberta, of how they can find out more information.
Okay. It's www.aimprogram.com.
Great. We'll be back and have a few more questions with Roberta in a few minutes. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com is making three books available to us. They will be released in the summer months of 2013. This three-book series, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, 2, and 3, are the culmination of 30 years of her teaching. Elizabeth has been blessed to open up her inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been an invaluable and priceless gift. She had many earthly teachers guiding her along the way, beginning with Grammy Hempel, Meg Stettner, Indira Ivey, Louise Hay, Dr. Frank Alper, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Mark Tremblay from Quebec, Canada, Dr. Joseph Shore, and most of all, the living saint, Amici, known as the Hugging Saint. Her inner angels and guides have also been lively and active in sharing a part of her incarnation as well. These lessons in the three books have been from many years of experience and rewards greater than anyone can put into words. It was Meg Stettner who asked her to begin to teach this work to others. Meg knew the importance of the truth that came from so many people with similar experiences. Elizabeth has continually been fascinated by those who told their truth and stated that their lives were transformed through a catalyst of blending with intelligence beyond this planet Earth. Learning the chakras, how to apply them, how to go into deep meditations, how to protect yourself from negativity, wrap in white light, and learning to understand the essence of energetic healing has been important to Elizabeth and is invaluable to others as well. Elizabeth has had many exciting inner experiences. Some are shared in these three books, but the best is yet to come in her next book, which is her autobiography, Unlimited Realities. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, will be available mid-June, Book 2, mid-July, Book 3, by September. Be sure to add these valuable teachings to your library. You can get all of them at Amazon.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thank you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com, and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week, the book that we are recommending everybody to read is the book Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness by Stephen Lewis and Eric Slauson. In regard to Stephen Lewis and the AIM program, he believes that everything is energy and that everything is possible, as said by Albert Einstein. Everyone has a frequency, and if these frequencies are out of balance with our natural harmony, then they can be identified and removed. I have seen wonderful results with the AIM program. I have been in the AIM program for more than 10 years, and I could not exist without it. This is a giant step into the inevitable future where each of us is in our own totality, and we become enlightened healers, vibrating to a higher frequency with the oneness of the divine. I have found that in my higher self, I can exist and co-create, and so can you. More than half a century after Einstein described the energetic unity of the world in his famous equation, E equals mc squared, we finally begin to understand the spiritual and mystical implications of his discovery. Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, is about a miraculous possibility that emerges when we see the universe as a matrix of frozen light, the spiritual manifestation of our unitive consciousness. This is a book that is a must in everyone's metaphysical library. Sanctuary, a novel by Stephen Lewis and Eric Slauson, except it isn't really a novel. It shows you how the system works, and you can come into the AIM program anytime you're ready. Get the book and let's find out.
And pieces are falling away. I'm less asleep and more awake. Fears disappear before my eyes. I no longer choose to keep them in disguise. All those things that I thought I was, none of them true. all of them follows. Everyone, everything I have judged according to what I thought I was. Now there's nothing I need to do. I question what I think is true of the world, of me, and of you. But there's nothing I need to do. This cage I have built within my mind, I look out between the bars at my life. Through my past, through my fears, through my lies, seeing the world from what I see inside. And now there's nothing I need to do. I just question what I think is true of the world, of me, and of you. But there's nothing I need to do. Give it to the work and find out the truth. Bring it to the light that shines in you. Bit by bit, piece by piece, love will shine away the fears in me.
That was Annabella Wood singing Bits and Pieces. I love Annabella Wood and her work, and it certainly is bringing us a wonderful message tonight. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. I have Roberta Hadlick on from the AIM program, and we certainly are talking about Bits and Pieces, are we not, Roberta?
We sure are.
Well, let's make the point about how people heal themselves on the AIM program and how they don't really feel anything during processing, and that I think being on the AIM program does speed up their healing on an inner level.
It does, and it's a spiritual program, and only you can heal yourself. So the program, like I said before, it's a tool to help us to heal ourselves. So we're our own healer. And a lot of times when we go on the program, you don't always feel things. Like a lot of people say, gee, I'm not feeling anything. Do I know it's working? Well, sometimes it's working on such subtle, or most of the time it's working on such subtle levels that we don't feel like, you know, some lightning bolt strike or, you know, bells ringing or something like that. We feel it very subtly, and sometimes it takes us to kind of do an evaluation on ourselves and ask ourselves some questions to find out what has changed in us as we've been on the program, because it is a subtle energy healing. Then there's those other people that do feel everything. And so sometimes you feel it and sometimes you don't. You may not feel it now and you might feel it then. It just depends on you and how much you're wanting to feel. A lot of times it's just us, you know.
I think it's sensitivity. I think it's the nervous system and sensitivity. But I will tell you this. Remember I told you I went off the AIM program and then I went on it again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the second time I was in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, walking down the street in the middle of the day, and I stopped short and I said, I've just gone on to the AIM program.
You can feel it.
I knew
it.
I could feel it. But the AIM, when they take the photograph and the machine works with the photograph, what it's doing is it's going deep, 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 deep inside. I always say picture it in back of your navel, and then it's going to come and it's going to fan out almost like the rays of a sun. And you're going to feel it maybe in the fifth month or in the seventh month more than in the beginning. If you've got enough that's covered over that it has to break through, it's got to go in and start the work.
It's very possible, yes. And it's mm-hmm. kind of like that. That's a great description of how it works, because we're clearing out all that stuff that we've been handed down and things that we've done to ourselves, whether, you know, we've not been living right, or we haven't been eating right, or we've been taking, you know, recreational drugs, or whatever we've been doing, smoking, drinking, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that when you're on the program that you can't smoke or drink or whatever you do in your personal time. It's, you know, it's just that we have to clear out all those cobwebs. And, you know, that brings me to a point where this man, he contacted me and he said, I want to go on the AIM program, but I'm afraid it's going to make me quit smoking. And he goes, I don't want to quit smoking. I said, well, you know, the program isn't going to do anything to you. It's all up to you. So if you don't want to quit smoking, don't quit smoking. I mean, it's up to you, but
right.
You know, you might want to maybe cut down just for health purposes.
And then there was the one that told me that he wanted to stop being an alcoholic, and he did. It took a year and a half.
Well, and this man called me back. It was like 6 months later, and he said, you're not going to believe this. And I said, what? And he goes, I quit smoking. And he goes, just one day I just didn't smoke. I just didn't have a craving for it. I just didn't want to smoke. He said, I can't believe it. I didn't want to quit smoking. And I said, well, maybe somewhere in you did want to quit smoking. But for whatever, he did quit smoking.
I think that we would want to stop doing anything that harms the body, Roberta. If we're thinking a bad thought, if we're in hate, if we're in anger, if we're in turmoil, and if we're in feeling guilty, all of those things can be relieved through the AIM program, as well as our physical things, the cravings, the gambling. Absolutely. The smoking, the alcohol, the sex, all of that can be tempered down and brought back into balance again, along with everything else.
Absolutely. Because like we were talking about earlier, each disease or each hereditary imbalance has an emotional component. And when we clear out that, we adjust that emotional component as well. Now, one thing we just want to remember, though, is being on the AIM program doesn't mean we're never going to have a bad day. I have bad days, and I'm sure you have bad days. I mean, they're not as bad as they used to be, but we still have days when you don't feel 100%, or maybe you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, and sometimes I've got to stop myself and go, hold on, wait a minute, you know, let's redo this, and let's stop for a second, close it down, and take a few minutes to recenter yourself and create that good day that you're going to have. So that happens. We also, the program does not mean that we're never going to get sick. I get sick occasionally. I'm sure you do. I've gotten a cold, but it's how fast do I get over it?
Yes.
You know, my neighbor that's not on the AIM program might have the cold for 3 weeks, where maybe I only have it for a few days or maybe even a week. But that is what it's all about, is how fast are we getting over this stuff? How do we?
And, you know, I always was sick. I've had pneumonia. I have not had pneumonia since I've been on the AIM program, but I have had it 18 times. And
wow.
I've had the flu, and then I would get, you know, it would be 3 weeks to a month. And now, if I get the flu or flu symptoms, it's 24 hours. And I do stop and I do meditate when I feel uncomfortable, because I know that if I go within and shine a light on what's going on, that that's going to speed it up. I totally believe that. Mm-hmm. And I look at my thoughts, and a cold is too much going on at the same time. You got to give yourself some rest. So I try to do that when that happens, and it's gone in 24 hours.
That's great. Very good. Yeah. And if we can, like I was saying before, when you feel that emotional component come up before you get the flu, like if you start feeling emotionally unstable or whatever you would call yourself. To me, I call it unstable because it's different than I'm normally. I'm very stable. So when I don't feel good, I know it by my emotional state, and then I can stop and go, okay, what's going on here? What am I feeling? And try and help myself clear it out so then I can get over it too. Just like you were saying, shining the light. That's similar to what I do when I'm feeling a little off.
And that's how we are participants. We're a participant in a group effort to create inner healing.
Absolutely.
And that's, you have to participate in it. So it's not anything that's just going to happen magically because you sent in a picture.
Yeah, and one of the girls was telling me, she said, how come we can't just go on the AIM program and lay on the couch and eat Twinkies and look like we went to the gym? And I said, well, it hasn't gotten to that point yet, and I don't think it's ever going to get to that point.
No, it would take away your productivity. It would take away your creativity.
We would then be giving all of our power to something else. And there is this thing called self-responsibility and self-accountability. And we are accountable for our actions, and we're responsible people. And we're responsible for how we act and how we react two
And maybe if she's on the AIM program long enough, she won't want a Twinkie.
She doesn't even eat Twinkies, but she was just...
Well, honey, yes. We're at the end of the show, and it's been wonderful having you on. I do want to have you on a pretty much regular basis, so we'll try to do it like once every 4 months. I want you to give the email where they could reach you, Roberta, and ask you questions.
Absolutely. I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me at info, I-N-F-O, at energeticmatrix.com.
Excellent. And that's info at energeticmatrix.com. And it would be attention, Roberta, and she would be happy to answer any questions that you have about the AIM program and how it works. And just tell her that you heard her on Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. And we're here to make the planet a better place and clean it up. So thank you, Roberta, for coming. And hopefully we'll have you on sometime during the winter months.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and have a good evening.
You too. It's been my pleasure. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm on again November 18th with healer Louisa Rajay, and we're going to talk about energy healing and how energetic healing can help keep you in balance. And her theme is the divine Contessa inside of us. We're all beautiful, beautiful people, and we are going to be able to feel our beauty and see our beauty as we listen to Roberta. And it's time now to go into the meditation. And the meditation is called the Oneness Meditation. So we're going to begin to feel ourselves and feel our inner self and feel us become calm and become clear and go into the light and feel the oneness with the universe. Elizabeth Joyce on BBSRadio.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Tuning into the world around you and experiencing the vibrations of the new energies is nothing short of magical. We will now begin the Oneness with Nature meditation. Sit still with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. Take a nice deep breath in. Let it out. Breathe in. And release it. One more time in. And let it out. Now feel your spirit. Imagine the energy that is the real you, as it flows through your physical body. Sense the vibrations as they course through and around you. Expand your energy and sense the lightness of it. Now contract your energy. Bring it in nice and close to your skin. Now that we've experienced these sensations, let's send our spirits out into the world. Let's become one with everything around us. Imagine your energy expanding and flowing from your body in every direction. Allow it to flow into the floor at your feet. Experience the energy patterns in the tile or the carpeting. Become in sync with it. Expand out now to the chair and become one with it. Push yourself out to the walls and become one with the entire structure of the building. Now move out into the grass. The flowers, really feel the vibrations of the soil. move into the trees growing from that soil. Feel the birds in the branches of the trees. And go out into the very air that whispers through the limbs. We are the stones. We are the water. We are the asphalt. We are at one with everything around us. We send out love. And we feel the love return to us. This is true bliss. We now are the purest form of our beings that we can ever be. Now gently, very slowly, bring yourself back into the tree and down into the soil, across the grass and into the building. Now feel your spirit as it comes back into the room, across the floor, back into the chair, and finally back into the proximity of your physical body. You can begin to wiggle your fingers and toes and bring yourself back into your waking consciousness. Thank you.